DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. The UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has described the conflict in Syria as extremely bad and getting worse. His comments came on Monday after a closed-door session with the UN Security Council in New York. Brahimi, who replaced former envoy Kofi Annan in August, says he does not have a full plan to address the situation, but he does have a few ideas. On Monday, it's believed fighting in Syria killed at least 80 people. Iran has warned that a new world war could be unleashed if Israel launches attacks on the country, saying it would retaliate if provoked. On Monday, Amir Ali Hajizadeh, a brigadier general in Iran's Revolutionary Guards, told state television that his country could launch a preemptive attack if it thought Israel was about to strike. In recent weeks, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has alluded to Israel's intentions of striking Iran if need be, highlighting Iran's alleged nuclear capabilities and the threat it poses to the Jewish state. 2 weeks ago, US President Barack Obama declined a plea from Netanyahu to intervene. The radical Muslim cleric Abu Hamza has lost his latest appeal against extradition to the United States from Britain. On Monday, the European Court of Human Rights said it rejected an appeal by Hamza and four others against an earlier ruling in April. They had argued that extradition would breach their human rights. The 54-year-old Egyptian-born cleric first came to Britain in 1979. He spent time in and out of prison and fought a long battle over extradition to the US on terrorism charges. He's wanted there on charges of setting up an Al-Qaeda-style training camp in the northwestern state of Oregon, and he's also accused of having sent money and recruits to Afghanistan to help the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The presidents of Sudan and South Sudan are meeting for a second day in Ethiopia for joint talks aimed at bringing an end to the stalemate between the two countries. The nations don't agree on oil and export routes and came close to war in the spring. The talks between the two nations came on the last day of a deadline imposed by the United Nations, which had threatened sanctions. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. International election watchdogs have criticised the latest poll in Belarus, saying Sunday's parliamentary elections were not impartial or competitive. On Monday, it was announced that parties supportive of President Alexander Lukashenko had won 109 of the 110 seats contested on Sunday. But a preliminary report from the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which had 330 election observers scrutinise the poll, said many strong potential candidates remained in prison, or they weren't eligible to register because of their criminal record. Opposition leaders say that any reform in Belarus can only be brought about by Moscow. Deutsche Welle's correspondent in Moscow, Marijke Oden, agrees.
That is very true. Moscow, Vladimir Putin, is actually the last standing ally of Lukashenko. It's the main stabilizing factor for Lukashenko's regime, most of all with money. Lukashenko last year especially was in a very deep crisis. His state was close to bankruptcy, and only thanks to billions in loans from Russia, actually this state bankruptcy was avoided.
In Nepal, five climbers have been rescued alive after being caught in an avalanche, but it's claimed the lives of 11 others. The five were found during a helicopter search operation. Sunday's avalanche caught a group of climbers unawares at a base camp while they were sleeping at around 7,000 metres on the world's eighth highest mountain, Mount Manaslu. At least one victim appears to be German, four are French, two from Spain, one Italian and a Sherpa. The nationalities of the other two climbers are not known, and three more remain unaccounted for. The police chief at the heart of a major political scandal in the Chinese Communist Party will spend at least the next 15 years behind bars. Wang Lijun was found guilty on Monday of defection, abuse of power and accepting bribes. He had been accused of helping the wife of Chinese politician Bo Xilai cover up the murder of British businessman Neil Haywood. The scandal ended the political career of Bo. While he does not face any criminal charges, his wife Gu Kailai was last month given a suspended death sentence, usually commuted to life in prison. And in China, staying there, the electronics manufacturer Foxconn was forced to close one of its plants on Monday following a brawl involving 2,000 workers. It's expected to open on Tuesday. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jared Reid, Deutsche Welle News.